You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So the question is, does God want you to be broke? Last night, I had my good friend, Julie Thomas over. And Julie, you may recall her. She wrote the book called The Report, where she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and how she used a lot of prayer to come out stronger. You know, she did do some chemo, just for full disclosure, but she didn't do all the things they wanted her to do, but she, you know, she beat it. And she wrote a book about it. It's very cool. Well, last night she gave me this little book, and it's, has anyone ever heard of Charles Capps, Charles and Annette Capps? I hadn't heard of them. I don't know if you have, but it's this tiny little book, and it's called God's Creative Power for Finances. And it's very good. And he uses a lot of verses in here. Many, not all, but many of the verses I pull and use today is from the book, God's Creative Power for Finances. All right. And so again, the question is, does God want you to be broke? So Genesis 13:2, Abram at the time, that's what he was called. Abram was very rich in livestock and silver and in gold. You see, Abraham honored God clearly, right? And by the way, if you haven't seen His Only Son, go see it. I know this might be hard to embrace. I liked it more than Jesus Revolution. Now, I like Jesus Revolution. Don't curse me. All right. Don't throw a curse on my household. but I love Jesus Revolution. It was awesome. But man, there's just something about His Only Son that just, it just hit me different. And so like, I really liked it. And so Abraham honored God. No question. You read all about Abraham, that dude honored God. And he did it an amazing way. And so, you know, he was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. This isn't about, hey, if you're really close to God, you need to be poor and broke and poverty. You shouldn't need those things. It's not that you need those things. It's that God wants you to have those things. He wants you to. And so let's not take Ray's word for it. Let's go to the word. All right. Proverbs 11:24-25. One person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. That's Proverbs 11:24-25. Those are not Ray's words. Proverbs 28:27. Those who give to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to them receive many curses. So when you see things that are troubling to you, you know, they're in your heart and you'd kind of like to do something to them. You're like, right? Not a good thing. Psalm 35:27, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Pretty clear. Now, this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. And I got this from the little book. And by the way, he has a lot of personal stories in this book. I haven't fully read it. I just kind of looked at all the verses. I kind of cheated, but I am going to read it. But he's got some personal stories in there of times when he was struggling financially, of times, you know, and, you know, how he responded, what he realized he was doing. And so check this out. This is pretty cool. Galatians 3:13-14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Okay, so he's referencing the blessing of Abraham. Well, what's the blessing of Abraham, right? It'd be good to know that if we're receiving a blessing of Abraham. Okay, what's the blessing of Abraham? Well, the blessing of Abraham comes from Genesis 12:1-3. The Lord has said to Abram, later Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you. That's a pretty big blessing. That's kind of a big deal. Anytime I talk about money and God, I know that I got to talk about, you know, the whole, you know, camel through the eye of a needle, right? So let me for those who've been following my journey, let's revisit it because I've shared it a couple times. Mark 10, 23 to 31. And so just to catch you up, so I don't have to read, I think it starts with 10, 17. But a rich young ruler ran and knelt to Jesus and said, "Hey, what do I got to do to have an eternal life?" And so I'm paraphrasing this part, and then we'll get into, you know, the camel eye of a needle. And so rich young ruler runs, kneels, which it's odd for a rich person to run and to kneel, right? So he was, you know, really showing, you know, trying to honor, you know, Jesus, and says, you know, how do I get eternal life? And bottom line is Jesus saw that his heart had put his possessions as the priority over God. That's what he saw. And so he said, "Hey, go give away all your stuff." And he's like, I don't know about that, man. I'm kind of important and stuff, and I kind of got a lot of stuff. And Jesus knew his heart. He knew that his priority was on his possessions, and that was higher than God. That's what he knew. And so that's why he told him, right? And so that's not that all rich people should give away all things, right? You know, we can look at any of the Proverbs from Solomon. You know, he was extremely wealthy. He literally brought in $1 to $1.3 billion a year in gold. Formed the first mastermind, had people come from all over the world, sit at his feet. They paid him. They brought him all kinds of gifts to just sit and listen to his wisdom. After the rich young ruler was like, "Ooh, I'm good. I'm going to stick with my riches." Then Jesus says in Mark 10, 23 to 31, then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And now they're greatly disturbed. They're like, "Whoa, bro, this ain't the best message here, man. Like, we're trying to raise money and we're trying to, you know, ask for donations and stuff, right?" And they were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "With men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible." So those who fixate on the, you know, camel through the eye of a needle, let's just say that saying back then was impossible. And some people argue the gate, and they argue the kamelos, the Greek for not. But let's just say it's meant to be impossible, right? Without God. With God, all things are possible, okay? But let's go even further, because it gets even deeper. And hardly anybody covers this verse when I see people cover this. Then Peter said to him, "See, we have left all and followed you." So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time." He's not saying 100-fold in heaven. He's saying 100-fold now in this time. Houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. So that is calling us to be a servant, right? To serve others, to look out for others, to be kind to others, see where we can bless them, see where we can help them, okay? Now, I got two prayers for you that I think will cover the majority of people on here. You're either have some financial issues and you're trying to, you know, overcome them, and you're feeling you're in a, you know, maybe a little frustrated, right? And you're like, "Man, I just, man, come on, God, help me out here." And then others who are, you know, just looking for more abundance, right? Maybe you're not struggling or under financial stress or anything like that. And so I pulled two prayers, you know, from here that I thought I'll share with you. But first, Deuteronomy 8:17-18. "You may say to yourself, 'My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me.' But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today." And so, praise God, right? If you're in a I mean, praise God, no matter what, right? Praise God, whether you're in a bad situation, tough situation, you know, whatever. And he does talk a lot about the power of your words. So I think this would be a really good little book for you if you're, you know, wanting more clarity around this, you know, this kind of topic. But if you're, you know, what this is specifically saying is, hey, if you're making good money or you've made good money, praise God. It wasn't just you. All right. And that's something that, you know, we have to just ask ourselves, what are we putting as priority? So, I forget exactly where this is from. I want to say Mark 9, maybe. But when he heals Bartimaeus, which translates, for those that may not know, Bart, son of filth, right? Right. So this was a dude, down on his luck, in tough times, blind, and Jesus heals him. And there's a verse in there where he casts his cloak and walks with faith to Jesus. He's blind. He doesn't even see him. And oh, by the way, if you're a blind beggar, every possession in the world is your cloak. That's how you beg. That's what you lay on. That's what you cover yourself. It's literally everything that you have. And he just cast it aside, right? What won't we cast aside? Is it pride of our possessions? Is it possessions? Is that owning us like the rich young ruler? And so we have to ask ourselves, what are we putting priority over and above God? And how do we remember the Lord our God and remember that it is he who gives us the ability to produce wealth? All right. So again, got these prayers from this little book. I thought about how to say these. But here's the thing, you need to say them, all right? Not me for you, you need to say them, and I say them out loud. When I pray out loud, all right? And there's power in the tongue, there's power in the spoken word. And so I'm gonna say these in the way that you should say them, and I will share these in the faith group. I will share all the verses, all my notes, everything. The links and everything and into the faith group. If you're not in the faith group, you can join at higdengroup.com/faith. So here we go. So the first one is to break all curses, break all hindrances. Because let me just tell you, if you've been, you know, just struggling and just like biting and chewing and grinding and just trying, and you just can't get out of this financial mess that you're in, you're cursed. and you can break that. You're being hindered and you can break that. With God's help. And so God, your word says that whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Therefore, on the authority of your word, I bind every force that has set itself against my financial prosperity. I hereby declare all curses against me null, void, and harmless. I am redeemed from the curse of poverty. I am free from oppression. I now loose the abundance of God, and all that rightfully belongs to me now comes under grace in a perfect way. Okay. Second one, those of you wanting to grow, I call for abundance as I honor the Lord with my capital and sufficiency. My storage banks are filled with plenty, and my presses burst forth with new wine. I am abundantly supplied. That's from Proverbs 3, 9 through 10. And all of this, we praise the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.